I thank you so much, Evans. I'm grateful to be at your place to meet you.
Yes, you're welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm Stella from Uganda. I work in Sector 39. I do majorly monitoring and evaluation for the projects of Sector 39. So I'm here in Kenya to see a few people around who work with Sector 39.
Yes.
I am going to discuss with you just a few things, and of course I'll also ask you a few questions.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, majorly it is going to be interactive.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you a few questions, and feel comfortable. Where you feel like you can answer, you do it. If you don't feel comfortable, you just don't answer it.
Yeah, okay.
You're not forced also.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
So I would like to ask you majorly how you understand permaculture design course, like PDC.
Okay, thank you so much, Stella, for that. Okay, for permaculture, I think it's a good course, because immediately I did my form 4. Then I went to Uganda and I took a course through Sector 39.
Okay.
By Steve Jones. I was taken there by Paul.
Okay.
In Homa Bay County.
Okay.
So from there I came, I put what I learned there in work. I started growing. I asked my father a small piece of land where I can go grow, plant vegetable. So from the vegetable, I can get there, can sell to other people, then I get money. So from there, I'm now having a poultry.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Have you communicated this to your neighbors?
Yes. Thank you for that question. I've already have a training with some of my community members.
Okay.
They were 21, and out of 21, only 9 managed to do the work.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It is normal.
Yeah, so the other people, they thought that thing was very difficult, they cannot manage, and they did not succeed with it.
Okay.
So the 9 are active.
Okay.
Yes.
So what is your plan right now? What are you doing right now?
Okay, right now, I'm still working with on poultry farming.
Yes.
Also vegetable. I grow vegetable, then I sell to other people so that you can get money, can help old people in the community and other orphans, those who are not able to get even something. We took those things, vegetable, to the market. After that we get money, we pay for them even school fees.
Okay, you have some orphans you're keeping?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like how many of them?
There are now 3.
Okay.
Yes.
That is great.
Yeah.
So what is the benefit you've gotten after you, can you add more benefits you've gotten after you putting your practicals into real work now? The practicals you learned from from the training.
Before I attended the training, I was not having any idea. After training, I learned that I should not go and buy fertilizer in the farm, in the shop.
Okay.
I just use the local available materials.
Okay.
Use cow dung, which is not expensive. I can manage to make a tea leaf, tea manure from there. So it is good for me. I'm not using, it is now cheap for me.
Okay.
Yes.
Any other benefit you've gotten?
Okay, any other benefit? Now community can benefit, they get. Sometimes I give them food freely. They come to the farm, I just pluck the vegetable and give them. Also from there, from that farm, I've already get another farm, which I planted maize. So from maize, I give to other people.
Okay.
So food is more in the community now.
Okay.
Yes.
Only
those things.
Okay. Thank you so much. So what do these people say when you talked to them about permaculture? What did they say?
Okay, they are seeing through permaculture, they are seeing changes on me, but they have some problems because sometimes lack of there is too much rainfall during rainy season. Also, there is too much sunshine during sunny season.
Okay.
So that's the problem. They are saying if they can get machines which can use during dry season to pump water to the farm, it can be good.
Okay.
Yes.
But like they taught you how to do rainwater harvesting.
Yes.
Did you teach them also how to do the same? Because they would use that during rain or dry season.
Yes, I've already teach them. But the problem, the major problem here, people depend on gold. So they think gold is readily available. And this one, you have to wait. So they just go for gold.
So the entire region here, people go for gold?
Yes, most of them are gold miners.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm just working with the field.
Okay.
Yes.
That is okay.
Yeah.
So thank you so much, Evans.
Yes.
What do you suggest should be done?
Okay, what we can do, if possible, we can just have a training which can we can train these people to know the benefit of permaculture, because gold is also risky. When there, it's very risky. Underground, it's very risky. But if they can come to permaculture, it's good. So what we can do, we can just organize a training to train youths to come back to permaculture.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Evans. I'm grateful for what you're doing in your farm. I saw your farm.
Yes.
And really, you're doing well.
Thank you.
I wish you could always continue with the same spirit and teach other people. Also, encourage them like that, you know.
Yes.
Having a change in the community does not take a day.
Yeah.
It takes time. Okay.
Yes.
So slowly, I believe they will also change.
Yes.
Depending on what they see from you.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're welcome.